This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. After 3 weeks of financial purgatory, retail banks are reopening today in Greece. Still, people can only take out about 60 euros, that's $66 a day, but they can take out several days' worth. And, mercifully, people will finally be able to get into their safety deposit boxes. Economist Vicky Price is at the Center for Economics and Business Research in London. Ms. Price, good morning to you.
Good morning.
So how significant a step is this that the banks in Greece are finally reopened?
What's going to be happening now is that there are still controls in terms of how much money you can take out. So you can take it out all at once or you can stagger it during the week. But it does make a difference for example, pensioners who had to queue and get only a very small percentage of what they were entitled to before. Now they can get their pensions easily without necessarily needing to worry about which branch may be open. So that eases some of the tensions.
And all this made possible by some emergency funding from the Europeans for that banking system.
The European Central Bank announced that it would indeed be increasing the emergency liquidity assistance it gives to Greece by 900 million euros. It isn't very much money. It means that you can't really reopen fully yet. I suspect that they will now increase that cap even more. But for the moment, there will still be capital controls in the sense that there are restrictions on importing, and that is really affecting the economy, which is relying hugely on imports to survive.
We also see that, effective immediately, the value added tax in Greece, essentially a sales tax, is rising to 23%, but I guess it's going back to 23% after being temporarily lowered, if I have this right.
The concern about this is, first of all, it just costs much more, and the Greeks have seen their income slashed in the last few years. The second thing is whether that's going to encourage those people not to ask for the bills, which then adds the VAT on. I think, and lots of economists agree, that those austerity measures make very little sense right now. What Greece needs is growth measures, and raising taxation doesn't necessarily do that, unfortunately. So the Greeks will have to bear this, and the problem with that is, of course, that instead of growth this year, which had been forecast of about 3%, we can see a contraction of at least 3% before things start improving again.
Vicky Price keeps a close watch on Greece at the Center for Economics and Business Research in London. Ms. Price, thank you.
Thank you.
Sales tax is higher than Greece's 23% in some parts of the European Union, but it's 20% in the UK, 19% in Germany.